Hi, this is Sarit Switzer, and welcome to the It Is Taught podcast, a podcast devoted to the teachings of Rabbi Schneur Zalman of Liadi, as recorded in his most famous work, The Tanya. My hope for this show is to make these teachings accessible and relatable to the average person, regardless of prior Jewish education or affiliation. The episodes follow the prescribed daily study portions and are meant to serve as practical lessons in how to live your life as your true self and develop an authentic and powerful relationship with your Creator. I have personally experienced the effects the study of this work has had on me, and I'm excited to share what I can of this knowledge with you. So please join me on this journey of learning, self-growth, and connection with your source. Hi, and welcome to the It Is Taught podcast. This is episode 144 for the 14th of Nisan in a leap year. So I want to ask you guys a question. What do you think is the foundation of a healthy, positive relationship, whether we're talking about between a husband and wife, amongst friends, let's say, or parents and children, or any kind of like relationship that's really intimate, like an intimate kind of relationship? What do you think the foundation of that is? So I'll give you guys a second to think about that. Okay, now we're back. And I'm going to take a big jump here, and I'm going to assume what most of you answered, or what some of you answered anyways. And I'm going to assume that a lot of you guys said that the foundation of an intimate relationship is love. And this is something which has been fed to us by the media, by movies, by Disney, by perhaps even our parents. And what we'll learn today is that the Alter Rebbe in the Tanya actually takes issue with this, and he doesn't agree with this. And we'll see this through his explanation of our relationship with God, because as we learn many times in the Tanya and throughout Torah, our relationship with God is really the most fundamental relationship that we have, and it sort of serves as an archetype and a paradigm for our relationship with all other people, with anybody else in the world. So if the foundation of such an intimate relationship is not love, then what could it be? What is the foundation of these relationships? So if you've been following along these Tanya episodes, this Tanya podcast, you'll know that you'll be able to recall that there are two primary emotions from which all other emotions stem. One of them is love. Indeed, it is love. That's on the right side. But then we have another side. We have the left side. And on the left side is the emotion of fear, of reverence, of awe. These words are all kind of like used in a sense interchangeably. In Hebrew, the translation is yira. And as we will learn in today's Tanya, this emotion, the secondary emotion of fear, of reverence, of awe, is in fact the most foundational one over and above love. And so before we get into the text, I want to illustrate this through maybe giving a scenario of a husband and wife. Let's say you have the husband who is coming home from work, and he's driving along the highway, and he gets a call from his wife, and his wife says to him, "Oh my goodness, I cannot believe this, but I actually forgot to get candles for Shabbos, and we're totally out of candles. Would you mind stopping at the store and getting us some candles for Shabbos?" And I forgot to mention, let's say this is Erev Shabbos, right? So the husband says, "Sure, no problem." And he says, "Great." He hangs up the phone, and he totally forgets what she just says. And he ends up driving along a totally different area of town. And then he ends up in getting hungry. And then he stops at a gas station to get some food for himself. And he sees out of the corner of his eye a flower shop. And he thinks about his beautiful wife, and he thinks about how much he loves her, and he decides to go and buy her flowers. And then he gets home and he gives her the flowers and tells her how much she loves him. What do you think she's going to say? You know, maybe she'll appreciate the flowers, maybe she won't, but she most likely will say, "What about the candles? Did you get me the candles?" And he'll probably realize, "Oh my gosh, he did not get the candles," right? So this may not be the perfect example, but what this example is serving to illustrate is that in a healthy relationship, in an ideal relationship, it's not enough to have love. And in fact, more than love, really the foundation is this respect, this fear. So maybe it's not perfect, because who's to say that the husband didn't have respect for his wife? Maybe he was just forgetful. But what if he was always forgetful? What if he constantly was neglecting her needs, and instead he was just showering her with loving things. If the foundation of that respect is not there, like let's say he refused to take out the garbage because he didn't think it was something that was so essential. What if he refused to clean up after himself because he just kind of didn't think about it, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But instead, he just constantly was giving his wife flowers and chocolates and things like that. We wouldn't say that this is necessarily the most functional and healthy relationship, especially if these kind of things were really important to his wife. She would definitely feel a sense of disrespect, and vice versa, right? Like if she was constantly not respecting her husband, then that also would not be the most functional thing. So as we'll learn in today's Tanya in the text, respect is really, really, really the foundation of a healthy relationship, especially when it comes to our relationship with God, which again is the most foundational relationships. It's the paradigm of all of our relationships with anybody else. So for context, again, we are in the middle of chapter 41 of Likutei Amarim, and we've actually been talking about this idea of respect, of fear, and of reverence of God. And the past couple of times, we've been talking about this idea of really cultivating an awareness of this fear. Last time we talked about the mitzvah of tzitzis and about how the mitzvah of tzitzis really illustrates this, the concept of what we're supposed to be cultivating in our mind is this imagery of seeing God as a king of the world, not only in like a global collective sense, but also as our individual king, our individual master, and how he really rules every single part of our lives. And to really try to cultivate the sense of fear that we, the same way that we would be stand in fear and tremble before a physical king, we should try to cultivate that same sense of reverence for God in that way. And even if we can't do it in like a really emotional sense, like really cultivate this like passionate kind of like trembling, like a visceral sense of trembling, we should still try to cultivate it in our minds. Because if we cultivate it in our minds, then that really is still considered to be true service in the sense of being authentic. So today we're going to continue with it along these lines. And now the Alter Rebbe takes it off from there, and he says that while this is true of fear, that when we have a sense of fear or reverence for God, this makes our service true and authentic. This is not the case if a person learns Torah or if a person keeps mitzvahs just out of love. What do we mean to serve God out of love? Meaning that the purpose of the reason why the person does Torah and mitzvahs is in order to cleave to God, and through the Torah, through his Torah and mitzvahs, then we cannot say that this is the service of a servant. And then the Alter Rebbe brings a couple of citations to support this, where the first one is from Shmot, chapter 23, verse 25, where it says, Ve'avadetem et Hashem Elokechem v'gomer, which literally means, and you shall serve God, your God, meaning to say that we're supposed to serve God in a way of like a servant, like Eved is a servant in Hebrew, which comes from the same word, just like it does in English, as service, Ve'avadetem. And then another verse here, this time from Devarim, chapter 13, verse 5, which is where it says, Ve'oto tavodu v'gomer, that you should serve God. So again, so it's this idea of service of God is really essential. And now the Alter Rebbe here cites the Zohar in Parshas Behar, where it talks about an ox, and it talks about how in order for an ox to become useful for the world, one first has to place a yoke upon them. And this is similar to a human being, how first of all, they must submit to the yoke of the kingdom of heaven in order to be considered useful. And in order to have holiness rest upon them, they must have this submission. And if the submission is not there, then a holiness cannot rest upon the person. So again, so it's like an ox. If we want to make an ox useful, like let's say you're having an ox do some different work for you and stuff like that, you need to place a yoke on this ox. Otherwise, they're just going to run wild and they're not going to be able to do what you need to do. The first step is to put that yoke upon them. Similarly with a person and serving God, the first step is have that yoke of heaven upon you. Have that sense of subservience before God. And now here, the Alter Rebbe cites the Ramahemna on page 111b, where it says something that seems to bring another dimension to this, where it says that a person has to have two aspects and two levels in the way that they connect with God. The first aspect is that they need to be on the level, on an aspect of being a servant. And the second aspect is being on level of a son. So a servant is alluding to this idea of serving God out of fear, out of awe. And the level of a son is serving God out of fear. So it seems like love is really important, right? Because we need to have both. We need to have fear and we need to have love. However, says the Alter Rebbe, and this is how he concludes this section, is he says that while there is a son who is also a servant, this is possible that you can have a son who's also a servant. Nevertheless, you can't get to this level without first coming to a sense of supernal fear, supernal yira, as is known to those who know. So this is where the Alter Rebbe ends off here. And it's something that's going to be explored further in the Tanya. But for now, just to understand that basically it, while it is possible to have both, it is possible to have both fear and love. It needs to start with fear. So even if somebody is going to have this like really deep relationship with God that encompasses both fear and love, you can't just have the love without the fear. You must start with the fear. And in order to get to that love, we need to come to not just regular fear. We actually need to come to something which is called supernal fear or supernal awe. And we'll discuss what this means later in the Tanya. And that will lead eventually to the love level. So once again, just translate this into regular human relationships. This is true as well, that while love is definitely a big aspect of a relationship, and ideally we do want that to be there, we need to start with respect, and the respect is really that foundation. So that's it for today, and we will continue along these lines tomorrow, and I will speak to you then.
Thanks for listening to the It Is Taught podcast, hosted by Sarit Switzer. This podcast is dedicated in loving memory of my maternal grandfather, Avraham Yitzchak ben Binyamin HaKohen of blessed memory. Music by Shoshana. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the show, please share it with others and subscribe on YouTube, Apple iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And make sure to leave us a 5-star review. To find out more about the It Is Taught project, including more information on my soon-to-be-published book, please visit our website, itistaught.com. To catch the latest from me, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Looking forward to speaking with you tomorrow, and until then, have a great day.